Uncle Fred in the Springtime by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Martin Jarvis. The door of the Drones Club swung open, and a young man in form-fitting tweeds came down the steps and started to walk westwards. An observant passerby, scanning his face, would have fancied that he discerned on it a keen, tense look, like an African hunter stalking a hippopotamus. And he would have been right. Pongo Twistleton, for it was he, was on his way to try to touch Horace Pendlebury Davenport for £200. It did not take Pongo long to reach Journey's End. It was perhaps 10 minutes later that Webster, Horace's man, opened the door in answer to his ring.
"And what ho, Webster?" said Pongo Twistleton. "Mr. Davenport in?"
"No, sir. He has stepped out to take a dancing lesson."
"Well, he won't be long, I suppose, what? I'll come in, shall I?"
"Very good, sir. Perhaps you would not mind waiting in the library. The sitting-room is in some little disorder at the moment."
"Spring-cleaning?"
"No, sir. Mr. Davenport has been entertaining his uncle, the Duke of Dunstable, to luncheon, and over the coffee His Grace broke most of the sitting-room furniture with the poker." To say that this information surprised Pongo would be correct. To say that he was astounded, however, would be going too far. The eccentricities of Horace Davenport's Uncle Alaric were a favourite theme of their conversation. In Pongo, Horace had always found a sympathetic confidant, for Pongo had an eccentric uncle himself. Though Pongo, hearing Horace speak of his Uncle Alaric and thinking of his own Uncle Fred, felt like Noah listening to someone making a fuss about a drizzle.